Welcome back to the Venusa Pregame Show. Brian Schultz with Jeff Tesh, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Jeff, how'd the offseason go for you and the rest of the staff?
It was great. It was a nice summer. It seemed like it was never going to start, and then all of a sudden it seemed like it ended way too quick. Got away, did some nice relaxing things, and then it's back to work, and excited to get going.
You guys did have a couple of assistant coaches you needed to hire. How's that process play out?
You know, word of mouth, it's definitely a grapevine profession where, you know, we had heard this kid's a good upstart quarterback coach, receiver coach, running back coach. They were good players when they played. They do some of the things that we want to do. And, you know, I think one of the things I learned, have some guys in mind before a coach leaves, so then it's not such a shock. And, you know, we knew of our new running back coach, Del Chucci, from some of the camps our guys had worked at, and they had met him and said he's a good prospect. And then our receiver coach, Craig Begnell, who was a quarterback at Mary, if I would have heard one more friend connection tied, if you ever have an opening, you got to hire this guy. And then funny, we did. So that really worked out well, too.
And it helps that his eligibility is over and you don't have to face him anymore.
That's true, too. Exactly. He was a heck of a football player.
Rewinding back to the spring, you guys actually had spring practice, unlike 2 years ago when the entire spring was snowed out. Have you noticed a difference once camp started this fall of guys being a little bit further ahead than last year?
I got to go to the computer and hit the capital thing that you do on there and then spell yes, without a doubt. It would have been nice to get the final scrimmage, but to get 14 of the 15 days compared to really two or three of the 15 like we did the year before, it made a huge difference. And you basically got your whole offense and defense, all your special teams in, and we were a lot further ahead when two-a-day started.
More with Jeff Tesh when we return the Venusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back, part two with head coach Jeff Tesh. Venusa Pregame Show. Jeff, your offense has a new look this year. How much contemplating, how much discussion was there in the offseason before that was implemented?
Well, we're basically doing the same place. It's just we have the option to do them maybe at different paces, different speeds. But it's interesting. We're going to have to be careful and just do what we do best in the first game, because some ways we're younger than we were a year ago, which was problems for us at times, but yet we're more talented in most of those spots than we were a year ago. So that's the exciting news, but we're going to play as fast as we can and as confidently as we can in our assignments. We won't be doing many things different than we did last year.
There's no way to sugarcoat. Last year, your quarterback situation was a struggle. Didn't really know who was going to be playing from 1 week to the next because nobody really took the ball and ran with it. How is the battle between Ryan Shields and Jordan Hine been?
It's been good. You know, Ryan at first was probably still ahead of Jordan just because he knew the system, had got in some games last year and played well. And don't know of any other quarterback went down and won at Winona for us and won at homecoming the last game of the year. We just played too inconsistent there. And obviously having Jordan Hine come in and that battle has made Ryan a better player. And we're just got to figure that out this week, which one we're going to play. But we're definitely further along at that spot than we were a year ago.
Offensive line only has one senior, three sophomores, and a freshman. This is the youngest offensive line you've had.
Yeah, and again, really excited about the talent. Matt Valentine's back, who I think will be a quality player, you know, as quality a player as there is in the league. Jesse Hines in there at center. He's, I think, a quality all-conference type of center. And Dustin Dowd brings a lot of experience. We got to get some guards. Excited about Ben Johnson, the kid that played at Spring Lake Park, where Brian Leonhardt plays. I love Spring Lake Park kids. They're tough. They're coached to really get off the ball and play hard-nosed football, and we're still figuring out the left guard spot. We're intrigued by some young guys there that have a lot of ability but just hadn't played, so they may win you some ball games on their ability, and then they may make you scratch your head a couple times where they go the wrong way.
And running back, you moved Evan Olson to the offensive side of the ball. How's he doing?
He's doing well. You know, his strength as a linebacker was, you know, taking on fullbacks on isolation plays, you know, was a big banger, and that's really what a fullback has to do, is be a big banger. It's just who you're hitting or who's getting hit. And he's caught the ball pretty well, too, in practice, too, so we're happy with the progress he's made there.
As young as your offense is, going back to the first question about the changes in your offense, how does no huddle help them?
You know, it's gave us, when we've done no huddle in practice, which, you know, again, we had that last year too, you get more reps in practice. We figure we're probably getting 30 more plays in a practice each day than you did a year ago. So you times that till how many practice you have and everything, and you only get better by getting reps. And that's the advantage. The disadvantage is your legs get a little worn out and tired and sore, and chance to get more bruises when you go more plays in practice. But the trade-off's worth it through the spring and through the fall so far.
On defense, your front three is older guys, your outside backers are older, and your safeties are older. Everybody else is young. Those are the three spots, though, up front, outside backer, and middle of the secondary that you need experience, right?
Yeah, like a good baseball team, you want to be good up the middle, and we are preseason All-Americans in the D-line in the safety spot. And then in our defense, the guys that are the playmakers are the outside backers. So, yeah, we can live with some young guys inside, and those guys will, you know, feed off of all those preseason All-Americans. So it's a good situation. They'll be the heart of our team.
Wayne struggled a lot last year. What do you know about him this year?
You know, we're trying to get a feel. We haven't been there for a long time. They obviously play better at home like everybody else does. They always are very talented, got a lot of good skill kids, a lot of speed. They play hard. Coach McLaughlin's a good coach, and they're going to be aggressive. Just seems like they're a little bit like us last year. They found ways to lose close games, maybe not talented enough or experienced enough in some spots, but I'm only assuming they'll be better too this year.
Best of luck, Jeff.
Thank you.
That's Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.